Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's start with Grace here. This was Grace. These are all stepping into psychos here. These are women that knew what they were doing over the weekend was crazy. They didn't care. They were forced into it. So they went for it anyway. And this was Grace on Friday.
I've been together with my boyfriend for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, probably about a year ago, we started talking about moving in together, but he had just started a new lease and everything. So his lease is up in 2 months.
Okay.
I'm just going to go over to his place. I have a key to his place with my girlfriend and pack his stuff up and move him on in. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Tired.
It's a lot of moving, huh?
Yeah.
When did you start the actual move?
Saturday morning.
Okay.
Okay.
So refresh my memory again. He was out of town where?
My boyfriend was out of town. He was just, in Alabama with his friends for the weekend. We've been together 3 years. I talked about moving in. He said he wanted to move into my house. He was just kind of not pulling the trigger on it. His lease is up in a couple months, so I thought it'd be spontaneous and help him out, move all of his stuff in while he was out of town and have him be surprised when he got home. And it just didn't turn out quite like I had imagined.
Really? I'm a little surprised by that.
Huh. What happened?
Well, he got home from the airport last night, just kind of after dinner. We were going to have a late dinner and then go to my place, so we did that. And then he was just real quiet when he walked in. He didn't, really say anything. And I was excited about it, you know.
Yeah.
Are you excited? Are you happy? You know, kind of cracking jokes about how he doesn't have to move stuff and he has to be happy about that. And finally, last night around, 11, he actually told me what was going on, and that is that the reason that he's been kind of hesitant the last couple of months to pull the trigger and actually move in is because he's been starting to be unsure about the relationship and thinking that it's getting too serious and was actually considering breaking up at least for a while.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so it's been a long night, needless to say. Probably around 3 or 4, he ended up going back to his place and I believe sleeping either on the couch or on a floor in the sleeping bag.
Oh, no.
So he left.
I'm sorry. That stinks.
If you're sleeping on your own floor in a sleeping bag, it's either a really, 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 really happy time, like you and your kids are having a living room camp out, or a really, really, really depressing time, like your ex-girlfriend stole all of your furniture.
Hey.
So you're going to have to move it all back, huh?
I'm not moving anything.
You have to move it.
What do you
it?
Mean you're not moving anything?
Well, he can move it if he wants to. I mean, we've been together 3 years, and he gave me no even slight inclination that he would want to break up.
So you're not going to help him at all. It's like, if you want the stuff back, then you go ahead and you get it.
Well, I'll help him if he wants me to. Things are just really weird right now. So I'm not, you know, I don't really know if he'll even want me to be at my house when he unpacks or when he takes everything. I have no idea.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow.
Me too.
Yeah, this is probably the final thing for him here too. Has he ever talked about like you being controlling maybe?
No, I think he's just, you know, anyway, last night what he said was that, you know, he knows that I'm the right person for him. He's just not sure if he's ready to, like, say that yet, basically. And by moving in together, he thinks it's just too serious for him right now.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know you've been up crying all night.
So, yeah, it's been a long day.
Yeah. No doubt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, thank you for at least letting us know how it all worked out.
Okay, sure, no problem.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
I didn't really feel like we could ask her more questions because you could tell that she was so jacked up by the whole thing.
She's been crying all night. She's probably gotten
15 minutes sleep since last night.
All right, this was Annie on Friday. She was stepping into Psycho.
I've been dating this guy for several months, and I got pregnant by him. And come to find out it was an ectopic pregnancy, which means it was in one of my tubes, my left tube.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They removed it on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be there when they removed it. He never showed up.
I found out
that he was with another girl at his house. I know where him and this girl are going to be this weekend, so I'm going to go see.
Oof. Man, that is just, she's just torturing herself there.
Not entirely psycho, though. Like, this guy's such a tool.
Yeah.
Oh, but when she saw the couple, I'm sure she went up and said something. There's no way you can sit in your car and not go up and say something.
She didn't have a plan. She didn't have a plan when she saw them.
She was just going to let the rage take over. She wasn't going in there with a speech plan, nothing. I think we all debated and we all thought that, you know, at the end of the day, she's probably not going to go there at all.
Like, or she needs to take a friend. She said she was taking a friend, right?
Wing woman?
Yeah.
Hey, Annie.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, how are you? Did you do it?
I did it.
You did?
You did.
Wow.
Did.
All right, take us through the night.
On Friday night, his friend lives across the street from him. It's more of like an acquaintance relationship. I parked my car at his friend's house, and I left with one of my friends, and I left my car there all night so that we'll call him Shane, so that Shane could see it. And on Saturday, him and his little trick went out.
Oh!
So I took his acquaintance with me.
I love that word.
And I knew where they went, so we went there. And, I mean, I didn't walk up to them, approach them, or anything. I pretty much just showed my face and hung out with his friend and was all over his friend for several hours. And when we left, I went back and got my car at his friend's house, and I called my psycho girlfriend, and, I mean, we really didn't do too much to him. We made a poster that said, Shane made me abort his baby, and we taped, like, 10 of my pregnancy tests to the mailbox.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, he's called me since Saturday night, I guess, since he dropped his trick off after whatever they did. Telling me, you know, it wasn't what I thought it was, that he was sorry, just a bunch of crap. And I'm like, I'm the one who has stitches from three different, you know, cuts in my belly. You know what I mean? You're not very sympathetic. You weren't there. You were doing another trick up in your house whenever I was getting this done. And I mean, you know, I didn't step into psycho too bad.
So this is over 100%.
I mean, it's over 100%. I mean, he can get his little trick friend knocked up, but not me.
All right, Annie. Thank you for the update.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Well, they both did it. So far, two psychos.
This is the one I was really looking forward to right here.
Well, I've been dating this guy for about a year now, but before then, he was in a relationship for 3 years. I have been suspecting that he still has feelings for her, because sometimes when he's mad at me, he says, you're just like her. So, I've had trust issues with him. So, I mean, he told me that he's going out of town to go see his friends in another state and she lives there. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go with him without him knowing.
Wait, how are you going to do that?
I'm going to follow him.
Hey, Sue.
Hi, how are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
There's no way that you executed this properly, right?
No, actually, it was somewhat properly. Okay, well, he's in the Marines, so I was all out paranoid. So I went to Walmart and got me makeup that was like 12 shades lighter so I would look like I was African-American.
Oh,
oh, my gosh.
And I put the makeup on, and I didn't rent a car. I borrowed my friend's car. We've been childhood friends, and she trusts me, so I borrowed her car, and he hasn't really met any of my friends, so we drove about 7 hours to the Gulf, and we left at like 6:48, and he got there at like 2.
Okay, hold on 1 second. So did you follow him out of the driveway all the way there, or did you meet him where?
He lives in an apartment, so I actually kind of just hid the car where the bushes and the trees were, because mm-hmm. he has big vegetation around there and he wouldn't see me.
Okay.
And I waited for about 3 cars and then I left.
Okay. So you did follow him?
Yes, I did. Oh,
7 hours in the car and he never picked up on it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so in 7 hours, you got to
stop and get gas and stuff.
Yeah,
did you follow him?
No. When he stopped, I have the car that I had is really fuel efficient, so I really didn't need that much gas. I filled up.
Wow.
I just followed him. And whenever he did stop, but I would park, you know, like at the McDonald's.
So you got off the exit with him?
Yes, I did. And he went to Olive Garden with his friend at about 2 o'clock, and I parked in the gas station right in front of where the Olive Garden was.
This is a full-on tale right here.
I did it.
That's, you know what? That could add a couple hours, because they're doing that unlimited soup and salad thing. So that's a 4-hour, you know, engagement for me.
No, he was probably there for like an hour and a half, and when he was leaving, I tried to get out and I tried to follow him, but I couldn't turn left because that street only made me turn right, and that while I was making a U-turn, I lost his car. I didn't know where he was. And then I drove around for about like an hour and a half trying to see like if I could have some stroke of dumb luck and find him, but I couldn't, so I parked the car for him not to know that I was driving, and I called him, and I asked him where he was, if he was having fun, and I heard some girls in the background, and he told me that he was hanging out with his buddy Jason, that he was hanging out with his sister and his friends, but problem is, Jason's an only child. And he forgot he told me that.
Well, isn't the relationship over at this point anyway? So why not just tell him that you're psycho, that you tapped into his Facebook, MySpace? Why not just come clean now? I mean, it's over, right?
Right.
Right. It's over. Like, whenever I bring things up to him, you know, he says, oh, she's just my friend. I just tell her that I love her because, you know, it's a sister-brother relationship. Mm,
come on now. Mm.
She has feelings for him still.
I appreciate your passion, and I don't think we see enough of it in the world these days.
Rachel, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, I definitely don't think, you know, this girl should stay with a guy who's whatever, like, behind her back. But why are all these girls called psycho when in all these segments the guys are found cheating?
Well, the dudes are like, tools. I mean, we could rename the segment for you. Guys are tools, that's why I'm psycho. But the girls are still psycho.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
What's the most sustainable way to love fashion? It's changing the way you shop by shopping with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. When you shop with The RealReal, you'll find the luxury brands you love, like Prada, Celine, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail. And when you're ready to refresh your wardrobe, you can sell the pieces you no longer wear to fund your next new-to-you finds. buy, sell, repeat, guilt-free. The RealReal extends the life cycle of luxury by keeping coveted items in rotation. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. It's better for the planet and better for your closet. Plus, during Earth Month, you can earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn $100 extra during the entire month of April at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.